We have in the studio with us now, that's Anthony Cashin, director of the Ajman Academy, and his deputy Farah Sarraj. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
And Anthony, I wanted to come to you first because we were just talking earlier on, which is interesting. A lot of people are familiar that there's new schools turning up within Dubai and the surrounding Emirates, but they're not always sure about what kind of schools there are out there in terms of curriculum. Talk us through the Ajman Academy in terms of, you know, you're not quite accredited fully yet for your baccalaureate programme. It's a two-year accreditation process, if I understand it correctly. You passed year one. How's it going?
Thank you very much. We've had a very interesting run-up to the school year. We opened our doors to students just under 90. We currently have a population of over 120 with a projected population up to 400 next year. But we opened as a candidate school for the PYP, which was with the IBO, International Baccalaureate Organisation. The primary years program is the curriculum that we're currently developing in our primary school. The intention is for us to be an IB school, an IB World School, to have the MYP and then finally complete the student's qualification with an IB diploma. To date, things are on track. Things are moving very well. My PYP coordinator and I are off to London later next month to look at the MYP and the strategies and developments in that area. Alongside with our next year with the evaluation of our PYP program. So things are certainly looking up for us at the moment with regard to curriculum.
Yes, and you're quite an interesting one. As you say, you're moving along to become an international baccalaureate school. That's your aim, and you'll find the outcome of that after next year.
Correct.
But also you're offering something different, which is something we've covered before on the program, but the mix of technology and education, which some parents are still working their mind around. You know, they know that it's coming. They know that the thought of the iPad in the classroom is probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. But talk us through what you do in your school. It's not just an iPad for every child. It's a little bit more than that.
Well, it can be called a bit of a catchphrase of a one-to-one deployment of iPads in a school. We look at it as just an integration of technology in the classroom. I can recall going back a little way to an Apple conference I went to, and the guest lecturer was talking about students and engagement. You know, I've been at schools where we've damaged the use of mobile phones in schools, and yet they condone the use of iPads in schools. I mean, where's the difference involvement there? But what they're really on about was total student engagement and learning. Students come into a school gate, they turn a mobile phone off, they're disconnected from their real world. They can't wait to get out the school gate and turn themselves back on to social networking. But we need that engagement in the classroom as well as home. And I think what the iPad offers us as educators is the avenue where children are 24/7 turned on and integrated into technology as part of the overall education process. We use a variety of applications that have been chosen by teachers, for teachers. All of our teachers themselves have been trained in the use of the applications before they go on to the students' iPads, etc. But we've looked at a horizontal and vertical approach to looking at applications prior to them being pushed to the students' iPads. So it's very much an integrated approach. And I think we've said earlier, and obviously it's been muted before, that you know we're educating children for jobs that haven't been invented yet. And I think I owe a great deal of gratification and dedication from our IT integrator, Mr. Jeff Grigsby, who was employed. It's integrator. It's a new position. It's one of those positions that you don't train for. It's one of the first positions that have come about. Jeff is very passionate about Apple and the integrating of Apple in the school, and as are our teachers. And they've embraced the technology, and obviously that's been relayed to the students, who can't wait to get hold of that little square pad and obviously work with it to develop their curriculum.
Yeah, so it becomes more like an exercise book, really, in a way, but in a different way. But I just wanted to address you, Farah, on it, because I know that you're working very closely with Anthony here across the board. But when we were chatting earlier, we were talking about the teaching of Arabic within the school curriculum, very much a big part of the curriculum. It's 4 or 5 days a week, and something that children can really benefit from. Are you finding that with it being being taught in a potentially different way through technology, that you maybe are getting more engagement with pupils as well?
Definitely. One of the challenges that faced the teaching of Arabic, or let's say that faced the teaching of Arabic a few years ago, was the fact that the teaching of Arabic wasn't sort of moving with the times and moving with all the developments that were taking place on the English side of things. So you'd often find in an international school setting that children were quite turned on and engaged when it came to any English element of the curriculum, but it wasn't quite the case when it came to the teaching of Arabic. What we try to do in our school, and of course I would want to contextualize our school from the side of teaching Arabic, we teach the 5 mandatory lessons to all pupils. However, those who are native speakers of Arabic or who are heritage speakers, we call them heritage speakers, if they'd been educated in international schools or they have Arabic ancestry but they've lived abroad, they are given a bit of an extra. So we try to develop their Arabic not as a language for communication but as a language for learning and a language for life. So we try and focus on that. And of course bringing the iPad into this, bringing technology into this, means that the children do not have 2 sets of worlds that exist within one. The school is one and the same. The classrooms are one and the same. The integration of technology is there in the Arabic as it is in the English side of the curriculum. So as far as our school goes on this, we try and treat both or all languages that we offer equally.
Yeah, okay.